Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We do have a lot to talk about. We've got to talk about the fires and how they're spreading. We got the hurricane coming up to the Texas coast. We got these, apparently a pig bomb. They're saying we are going to have all these pigs that are going to be wild. I guess they could reproduce at 3 months old, and we're going to be overswarmed with piglets. We'll have to talk about that. Very busy day, obviously, on the Dr. Dahlia Show, as well as Mitt Romney has now kind of sealed the deal and said he is going to support Donald Trump and is going to, if he finds the candidate worthy, vote for a Supreme Court pick. So if it's only Murkowski and Collins dissenting, that would be enough Republican votes to put forth the next Supreme Court judge and confirm them. So we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I just need to open real quick with this hour. I just got to ask, the guys, why redheads? What? Okay. And I have kind of an issue here, you know, because apparently Prince Andrew, there's been a report that, you know, with everything coming out with the Epstein, you know, case of the island and his Lolita Express and the child trafficking, there's been a rumor that Prince Andrew is really into redheads. And I keep hearing this all the time. My whole life, I heard that guys are into redheads. Now, I found this frustrating because it took my whole life to become a blonde. All right. I was a blonde when I was born. Apparently, my mom was a blonde. We were both blonde, lost our hair, grew back kind of dark, okay? So it has taken me years, thank God for Jerry, you know, helping me out, to make myself a blonde. And you don't know how much it hurts when I keep hearing, oh, guys are into redheads, okay? Now, of course, when I ask my husband, he gives me no honest answer. Like, you look fine. Yeah, whatever your hair color is, it's fine. All right, so I'm like, hey, thank you. That doesn't help. But what is it about redheads? It's really, really interesting, okay? Because I think when you start to kind of break down what guys think about with redheads, it starts to kind of sound sexist. But the thing is redheads are kind of liking it because, right, they're getting now the attention from the blondes. It used to be, oh, you had to be blonde, you had to be blonde. I think maybe the whole blonde thing was like 60s and 70s. And then, you know, redheads were, you know, kind of sought after, but they weren't in the movies. And now, oh my gosh, having red hair or blue hair or purple hair is supposed to be the thing. But if you are a true redhead, guys apparently go crazy. And I can't speak for every heterosexual man or homosexual man out there, but my guess is there's a few things. So what I'm told is if you're a redhead, okay, as opposed to me, who was a blonde, then a brunette, and a blonde again, okay, blonde, thank God for bleach, redheads are supposed to be more, like, spicy. They're supposed to be more feisty. Guys like the fact that they're rare. Apparently being redhead is more rare than being blonde. And a lot of people don't dye their hair red. They'll dye their hair blonde, right? Like me, because I'm still living in the 80s. And so I'm still trying to look like Christy Brinkley. I'm close, aren't I? Yeah. I'm almost a spitting image of Christy Brinkley on Vacation. And so they like the rarity. Also, I guess a lot of guys out there like pale skin. Now, this was my thing. I don't know why some guys found me attractive, because I couldn't tan if my life depended on it. But some dudes were into skin that was lighter. All right? So maybe they were imagining me with red hair, or when I would try to dye my hair blonde, it came out orange. So maybe they thought accidentally I was a redhead. I don't know. So they like the fair skin. Apparently guys think that if you are a redhead, you're really, really like wild in bed. Now, this is why I can never dye my hair red because I can't have that expectation. Okay? I mean, already I'm just hoping people only expect this of me in bed. But if they're going to expect this when I'm here, I'm in trouble. So it stinks because I was going to talk to Jerry. I see Jerry this weekend and I was like, you know, man, you know, should I maybe think about going red? You know, because, you know, redhead and I'm on TV a lot and maybe red's a better color for me. No, because if everybody's going to expect that I'm really good in bed and if my husband ever leaves me and I got to go back out there, I can't. I need people expecting the least out of me. And then like, oh, wow, that wasn't that bad. That's what I need. People also think that if you're a redhead, you're loyal. So that's interesting. You know, because people don't think that you could be really, really wild in sex and loyal at the same time. But I think you can be. I think you can. See, I am loyal and not... not adept at sex. But apparently, there are some people that could do it, and the only people that could do it, apparently, are redheads. And then, I think guys are into bright, vivid colors, I guess. And so, if somebody is redhead, I guess what their beauticians are telling them is to not, shall we say, bald eagle it. Do make sure that you still have some representation of red hair elsewhere. Because, you know, it's supposed to attract the guy. Now, I'm not here to give beauty advice because I'm obviously not, you know, in that realm. That's not my expertise. In fact, we're still trying to figure out what my expertise is. Thank God for GCN Network for being this patient all these years to kind of figure out what my expertise is on this show. But luckily, they're, you know. But guys, I'd like to hear from you. Why redhead? And do you want your partner to become a redhead? 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, I get it. You guys want to talk politics? We'll talk politics. I'm fine. Okay, you want to talk politics? Should the next Supreme Court justice be a redhead? There, how about that? Okay, is that political enough for you? 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALLY. But why I say I think this is sexist is why is the color of a woman's hair supposed to be so descriptive of her personality, her loyalty, her sexual acumen? You know, I find that very frustrating because there's only X amount of boxes and X amount of colors I could choose from if I want to dye my own hair. And I really hate the fact that I could never be a certain woman, right, just because I can't get the right hue. So, yeah. And I also don't like the fact that I have to take classes or try to figure out how to be better in sex. 1-877-DOCDALLY.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot preparedness company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dial and who has not actually told us yet his preference for redheads or not. So, Jason, if you could later share, we would be interested. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I think my boss, Ted Anderson, is a redhead. No, he's blonde. He's kind of a reddish blonde. Okay, good. You could prefer a redhead in terms of a employer standpoint. You don't necessarily have to prefer them for a lovey-dovey standpoint. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Mitt Romney had given a surprise and said that he was going to, after having kind of, you know, butted heads with Donald Trump for a while now, said that he would support moving forward with a SCOTUS pick. With the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, may she rest in peace, obviously it's going to be very, very contentious, and people are kind of concerned, not so much about who the next pick is going to be, right? It's interesting. It's almost like it's faceless. You know, even though there are front runners, right, that Donald Trump has picked, it's how people unfortunately are looking at this is it's either a Republican pick or a Democrat pick. And again, I kind of find that very frustrating because I think many of us are multifaceted. I think, you know, when you choose a human being on the Supreme Court, I think there's a lot more to them. But what the majority of people are kind of concentrating on is it a pick from Donald Trump or is it going to be a pick from Joe Biden? So I, sorry, right, pick, I said, a pick from Joe Biden. So what happens next? So with Mitt Romney showing support, because he was the possible dissenter, usually with the Republican Senate, when there was anybody that was kind of going against the grain, it would be Maine Senator Susan Collins, Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, John McCain, may he rest in peace, who's no longer with us, or then people were concerned about Mitt Romney. I don't think Flake is, I forget if Senator Flake is still with the Senate or not. I have to double check that. So, with Mitt Romney's blessing, it looks like it is going to move forward. And so, when you hear that, you already see the rumblings on social media and people want to burn Congress down and they want to fight and get violent and all that. And so, you know, how are things going to play out? Well, I'm not here to predict the future because 2020, obviously, you know, surprised us, and it still continues to surprise us. This 2020 year has been just one cluster after another. However, Donald Trump has suggested, actually, I don't know if he suggested, but the media, you know, thinks there's a couple women that are going to be front runners, and I don't know if the reason why I'm not discussing with you guys the, you know, different qualifications of the quote-unquote front runners is because I'm not 100% that's who Washington is going with. You know, one thing that Donald Trump has done very eloquently and judiciously is throw tweets out there or throw meat out there, right? Yeah. To the media, so they could go all, you know, get all on that, and then something else happens. And so there's a chance that maybe they have a pick already, and they just want the media to go after and start dissecting, right, you know, the other front runners. There's also a possibility that maybe they want to play it safe and say, you know what, all right, we don't have time before the election, or before if Donald Trump isn't reelected to, you know, go through a confirmation and then have the candidate not confirmed, right? Because we find something wrong or somebody didn't vet appropriately. So the other possibility is they're using this week while they're waiting for the memorial service for Ruth Bader Ginsburg. And I had said that in Orthodox Judaism, we usually bury within 24 hours. If Ruth Bader Ginsburg was not Orthodox, she doesn't necessarily have to be buried within 24 hours. But in the Jewish religion, we're supposed to. It just unfortunately doesn't always happen. And like I told you, with, you know, how I want the funeral planned, it's going to take weeks to prepare mine. So I don't know when I'd finally be buried. God forbid. So, there's a chance, on the opposite, that they want already these two vetted, you know, some of the front runners vetted, to the point that by the time they do, you know, start to confirm, there's already kind of a fatigue, you know, really that's all you could say about them, you know. One had adopted Haitian children, the other is of Cuban descent, you know, and not everybody's perfect. I'm sure everybody has some sort of skeletons, but maybe the Trump administration is kind of hoping that if they do somehow give a little tease to who they might pick, there's some already vetting done in the process, because you know that the media is going to want to try to, you know, rip on the pick. Oh my gosh, you know, Donald Trump wants to, you know, choose somebody that, you know, gosh, you know, killed goldfish, you know, or something like that. So, you know, then what happens? Well, all right, Donald, you know, just because there's an election November 3rd doesn't mean that Donald Trump leaves office November 3rd if he loses. So if Donald Trump is the president until January 20th, and they've already kind of put aside that idea that, you know what, we're going to not choose a appointee in an election year. And again, I'm not here to, you know, defend Mitch McConnell, but, you know, having a president and a Senate not of the same party for 8 months say no, no, no to everything President Obama would have done is a waste of taxpayer money, and it would have been a cluster. And so they put it off. But what happens if it's in a year when the Senate and the president are of the same, you know, team? So I'm not surprised that they're moving forward. And why would they move forward, okay? I mean, there's threats of violence. There's, you know, unfortunately, see, if I was a Democratic strategist, I probably, I wish I could have gone back in time. So, unfortunately, politics is dirty on both sides. And I'm not accusing the right, I'm not accusing the left of playing dirty politics. But, it's been pretty ugly, all right? You know, Trump has been threatened to be impeached. Now I think they're talking about trying to impeach him again. You know, when it comes to voting and voter ID and when it comes to, you know, borders and you know, all sorts of other things and maybe removing, you know, congressional districts. It just seems like in politics there's this ever-ending need to get more votes and to politically manipulate ways to get more votes. And with the media saying Trump's behind in the polls, and with all this talk that Trump's not going to win, of course the GOP is thinking, you know what, if Trump doesn't win, this is our only chance to add another Supreme Court justice. You know, I wonder with the polls how smart it is for the Democrats to be very, shall we say, open about, oh, wow, you know, Biden is leading Trump by 12 points. You know, it's interesting because when if I was, you know, a voter and I'm worried about COVID, let's say, and I don't know what to do with my mail-in ballot and I'm worried somebody's going to sully the ballot and I'm like, oh, you know what? You know, I'm for Biden. Biden's ahead by 12 points. I don't have to worry about it. I would almost think that it would be, guys, every vote counts, you know? And it's really interesting because a lot of times you'll see the news shift where the race is close, the race is close. But they did that with Hillary. They made it look like Hillary was so far ahead. Maybe she was so far ahead, but then people that were for her that maybe decided not to go out and not to vote didn't. So if I was a strategist, I would probably be like, guys, say it's a close one. Say it's a close one, all right? I would also say promise a whole bunch of stuff. Right? Promise a whole bunch of goodies, okay? You know, which kind of has been happening. Oh, free college, free this, free this, free this, Medicare for all. So, you know, if should the Democrats get ugly and violent? Oh, hell no. Unfortunately, what has happened with a lot of the violence and the riots has unfortunately fallen as a Democratic, shall we say, event or a Democratic cause. And that's not fair because a lot of Democrats, I have a lot of liberal friends, a lot of Democrat friends are like, we did not condone the riots. We didn't, you know, but unfortunately the, and again, this is media too, you know, I mean, however the riots are portrayed, you know, BLM and I know people kind of disagree with me, but you know, Black Lives Matter originally was a very, very peaceful cause. It wasn't supposed to be associated with riots, you know, and now it's all been, you know, there's been, you know, anti-Israel connections and there's been Marxism and it just completely unfolded to something that it should have never done. And so when people hear, well, you know, Democrats are threatening violence and people are saying, well, let's burn Congress down or whatever, and it's coming from the liberal side. Unfortunately, because it's already been a pretty violent, you know, it's been a pretty violent year. I mean, you know, our one of our police officers, Shane Nicolonis, had been shot in the head. You know, you start to have people on the other side going, you want to know what? You've already been violent. Bring it. So do I see there being more violence? I do. Do I see the confirmation happening? I do. Do I see politics getting uglier? I do. And so, unfortunately, the way the U.S. is going to start to look is, I hope the cameras are off, because I really don't want other countries seeing what we're going to about to do. 1-877-DOT-SALLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
And if a nominee actually reaches the floor, then I will vote based upon the qualifications of that nominee.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney regarding President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court, which the president announced will be made on Saturday. Meanwhile, delivering a virtual speech to the UN General Assembly, President Trump is hitting China again over the global coronavirus pandemic.
We have waged a fierce battle against the invisible enemy, the China virus, which has claimed countless lives in 188 countries.
Much of the West has been burning for weeks, and there's no let-up. Dozens of major wildfires are burning across several states. One of the most concerning fires is the wind-driven Bobcat fire that's threatening more than 1,000 homes near Los Angeles. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Democrats and Republicans working to avoid another partial government shutdown. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The latest effort to avoid a federal government shutdown appears to be failing. With just 9 days to go, House Democrats introduced a short-term spending bill, but it doesn't include the bailout money for farmers that President Trump has called for. Senate Republicans now say they'll vote against the bill once the House passes it later this week.
Tropical Storm Beta is moving inland and dumping a lot of rain on the Texas Gulf Coast. The storm made landfall Monday night, and forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say some areas could get more than a foot of rain. Despite being told to evacuate, these Gulf Coast residents tell NBC News they're staying put.
No, we stay for every tropical storm.
If it was a Category 4, we were in trouble, we would have been gone by now.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. I gotta tell you, every time I shut my phone volume off, then my alarm doesn't wake me up. I don't know what's up that's happening with my phone. Unfortunately, I can't complain because, wow, Texas is going through some pretty rough time. Beta, Tropical Storm Beta, has now been downgraded from tropical storm, and it's dumping more rain on already soaked Texas, according to CNN News. Flash flood watches are affecting nearly 11 million people on the coast of Texas and Louisiana. Beta has now been downgraded to a depression, and it's moving slowly inland, dumping more rain, and the region is already pretty saturated. So Beta moved inland from the Gulf of Mexico, producing heavy pockets of rain over parts of Houston. The storm has already dropped up to a foot of rain in some areas, and more is on the way. I'm looking at pictures of mass flooding. The storm was producing 35-mile-per-hour winds on Tuesday, according to the National Hurricane Center. It was centered about 15 miles from Victoria, Texas. Its slow speed is not producing a lot of rain, but pockets of heavy rainfall, which are leading to flash flood conditions as it stalls over Texas. You know, fast-moving storms are scary, but sometimes they work a little better because when they're slower and they hover, unfortunately, they could cause major flash flooding. It is not expected to move out of the area until tomorrow night. Early today, a group of volunteers in Houston used kayaks to rescue those stranded from the flooding. A man was pulled to safety in a kayak. I'm watching that right now. And don't underestimate the power of nature. You know, people think, oh, flood and puddles. It's not a puddle. In Jamaica Beach, Texas, Ann Williams was driving to check a rental property when she was met by several flooded streets due to Tropical Storm Beta storm surge. She said, we have seen the water high before the storms, but not like this. So it was a little scary driving down the street to get to the house. So the water levels were so high at a rental home, it was rising over the docks in the back of her property. Water levels starting to recede now, so hopefully the worst is over. Southwest Houston near Keegan's Bayou. There was also water levels where people were waiting and floodwaters were rising. Many businesses have been closed, especially those that just got to open after COVID. Many cars were unreachable. So when businesses closed and employees couldn't reach their cars, loved ones had to pick them up. So the storm is expected to pick up speed, should hopefully leave Texas Wednesday night, go into Louisiana and Mississippi, but hopefully weaker. Not weakening up are the fires. When you look at a California fire map, they say this bobcat blaze continues to advance in all directions. They said there are more than 7,900 wildfires in California that have burned over 3.5 million acres of the state this year. This is according to Newsweek. 7,900 wildfires in a year. 26 people have died, one including a firefighter that just recently died this week. 6,100 structures destroyed since August 15th, according to the latest report by the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. They said eight fires have burned over 100,000 acres each, including the Bobcat fire in Los Angeles County. Bobcat continues to advance in all compass directions, depending on fuels and topography, according to the latest report Sunday from the Incident Information System of the National Wildlife Coordinating Group. They say it is actively flanking and backing against winds or slope, and then running, torching, spotting, and crowning when fuel, slope, and topography align. 19,000 firefighters are continuing to battle. Currently, 27 major wildfires across California. That's according to Cal Fire. Active fire behavior continued in the San Gabriel Wilderness area. Fire pushing towards Highway 2. The northern portion around Mount Wilson remained active today. They will continue to use strategic firing and direct hand line, they say, to protect infrastructure. The fire is expected to spread to communities at Juniper Hills, Valermo, and Big Pine. So it's wind-driven, not to mention drought, dry trees. Evacuation orders have been now issued for residents in the Antelope Valley on Saturday. Other evacuation orders remain in place across parts of Los Angeles. Now we have the August Complex Fire. That location is in Mendocino, Humboldt, Del Norte, and Trinity counties. Covers about 837,000 acres. Containment is about 34%. They believe about 13,000 structures are threatened. We have the North Complex Fire by Yuba, Tumas, and Butte counties. 293,000 acres. It's about 64% contained, but 15 people have died. This North Complex Fire has been burning for a while, unfortunately. Then we have the Creek Fire in Fresno and Madera counties, about 278,000 acres burning, containment only at 27%. The SQF complex fire is in Tulare County, 135,000 acres, 18% only contained. It's in the Sequoia National Forest. Includes the Castle and Shotgun fires. It's a shame. Slater Devil fires in Siskiyou County, 148,000 acres in Slater, 7,400 acres in Devil, 18% contained. The Dolan fire is in Monterey County, 128,000 acres, 46% contained. The Red Salmon complex fire is in Humboldt, Siskiyou, and Trinity counties, 103,000 acres, 20% contained. And then there's other fires like the El Dorado and San Bernardino, Snow Fire, Blue Jay Fire, Rattlesnake Fire, Fork Fire, and it's just absolutely heartbreaking. You know, people have asked me about these gender reveal parties. Now, I don't know how many of the fires were related to that. I know of one. And like I said, there's been 7,900 fires reported throughout the beginning of the year. But this gender reveal party thing has been something that I think was popularized in the last decade or the last few years, where if you're going to have a boy or a girl, then I guess people gather around and you have like a little explosion or like a little firework thing, or you have a like confetti, blue for a boy, pink for a girl. And, you know, I had a tough enough time trying to get people to come to a baby shower and give me gifts. I can't foresee doing another party, but it allows for another party, allows for another opportunity for gifts. So, and the reason why people have it is because, you know, I didn't take enough pictures of my kids. I thought I did, you know, but I've lost cameras, and if it was on phones, and I mean, I thought I took tons of pictures, but I can't find a lot of them. People are, you know, digitally documenting everything that has to do with the baby. And so gender reveal party allows another moment, another milestone. And we could usually identify the gender at about the 18 to 20 week mark. That's when the fetus, we usually can visualize on ultrasound body parts, although with my kid, we saw it 13 weeks. I mean, I didn't even have to wait the 7. They were like, it's a boy. I was like, dang. I mean, it was. So even though sexual organs are developed way sooner, because most people don't get an ultrasound until about the 20th week, that's when many times the gender is revealed. So there's gender reveal parties now, and unfortunately one of the fires has been related to a sort of explosion or mist that was supposed to reveal blue or pink, and then it unfortunately started the fire. So now gender reveal parties are taboo and understandable. I don't understand. I mean, it's a cool thing, and I get why people want to on social media be more extravagant, but it stinks. Because now, instead of just having a few producers and directors, everybody wants to be a producer and a director and a cinematographer and a special effects. And so, unfortunately, some trees got in the crossfire, and here we have, you know, trees burning and deaths and all that. And so, you know, I haven't been to a gender reveal party, you know, because, again, usually I'm kind of all spent between the baby shower and the baby naming or the circumcision or whatever gets done. You know, I'm kind of, you know, already kind of gifted out. So I usually am like, cool, a boy, cool, girl, cool, whatever. But it's a thing that, you know, I get. People want, you know, and I don't really know how much the kid wants to see. I don't know if the kid really wants to see coming out of the vagina. I don't know if the kid really wants to see all this, you know, videography done. You know, you were a boy, you were a girl. The average kid's probably like, so? I know. Really? This is embarrassing. But, you know, I struggle with not having had enough memories from my childhood on video or camera, and, you know, maybe that's better. Maybe it's a good thing. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So apparently in Canada and U.S., there is a huge population boom of little piggies. So this little piggy went to the market. This little piggy decided to roam. This little piggy took a siesta, and this little piggy, I don't know, I don't remember this little piggy. I used to make this little piggy with the kids. I was like, this little piggy went to market, this little piggy stayed home, this little piggy took a siesta, and this little piggy went to Rome. And this little piggy went wee wee wee, and then I did little ticklies, and then, you know, they loved this little piggy. I have have a cat. I've tried to do this little piggy with a cat. The cat doesn't like it. But apparently, these are not cute little cuddly piggies. These are wild feral piggies. I think we're told that over 39 states, I think there's supposed to be a boom of about 9 million of these pigs. And the pigs are, I guess, evolving to reproduce sooner. So at 3 months of age, they're already able to get pregnant and make more piglet babies. I know it's really, really hard to say piglet, you know, like Winnie the Pooh piglet, you know, and think that these are mean things. I remember, I think we were in Alaska. I don't know where we were, but there was like a wild boar. There was a pig, and my husband decided to stop and go, coochie-coochie-coo, you know, and like, say hi to the pig. And I'm like, what are you doing? You know, the pig could attack you. You know, my kids were in the back. I'm like, Mom, it's just a pig. And I go, pigs can be dangerous. You got to stay away from pigs. So, there's apparently a huge population. I'm not saying going hunting, all right? And I can't say to eat them because we're not supposed to, my religion, we're not supposed to eat pig, you know? But there's a lot of pig, and I really couldn't kill a little piglet. I'm not very good. I mean, I understand why people hunt, and I understand, you know, if you're starving and the need to, you know, it's just I personally couldn't, you know, kill a piglet, you know? I couldn't, you know, I could fish because I plan to eat the fish. But if I'm not going to eat it, I have double trouble, you know, killing it, unless it's attacking me. You know, if you can convince me that it's attacking me, I can't, you know. Like, if you're in my house, okay, and you're coming at me or the kids with a gun, I am going to waste you, all right? So don't underestimate my ability to whoop your butt. So I will keep you guys posted on the pigs, but we have... we got a pig issue, I guess. Now, another issue that I've been noticing when I see patients online is this COVID fatigue and this COVID depression. Now, we talked about how people who get COVID may be depressed for weeks after. They might have fatigue for weeks after. Well, now we're noticing that it might go on for months. And I wanted to talk about that because I think it's kind of significant. Let me see where the researchers were from. Hold on. I want to give researchers credit where they're from. I think these researchers were from St. James Hospital and Trinity Translational Medicine Institute in Dublin, Ireland. And they found that fatigue was present in more than half of the patients studied, regardless of how serious their infection was. So, you know, we were talking about early on in COVID where if you were hospitalized and on a ventilator, there's a good chance you're going to be fatigued. There's a good chance you're going to be depressed. You know, when you're isolated in a hospital and you can't move and you can't do your daily routine on top of everything else that's depressing about COVID, coming off a ventilator is not easy. And I think we really underestimate when we discharge people from the hospital what the psychological makeup will be over the next few weeks because, you know, you almost died and then you were hooked up to machinery and then you were away from your family. And, you know, sometimes people look different. You know, they look at you different, you know, when they saw you, you know, hooked up. And so I think there's all these like little things coming into play. And then on top of that, if you had less oxygen, that might affect your serotonin. I mean, there's a whole variety of different biomedical aspects to why somebody would be depressed if they were on a ventilator. But see, I'm kind of seeing past that. Okay, one thing I know is whenever a virus takes over you, okay, you get tired. Okay, when you're fighting a virus, or you're fighting an illness, you're tired. When you're fighting an illness, you could also be depressed. You know what's interesting? A lot of times, we've talked about this on the show, where in gynecology, you know, sometimes women don't know they have a yeast infection, but they're like, gosh, you know, I've been feeling down, I haven't been feeling right, so we'll check their urine, we'll do a vaginal culture, and lo and behold, they have a yeast infection. We address a yeast infection, they're like, I feel better. So sometimes, you know, you fighting an infection or fighting something will change your mood and make sense. What bothers me about this headline, and it has bothered me this whole time with COVID, is we're under the impression that if you get COVID, you're done. After COVID leaves you and you're good. And I have been very, very skeptical and suspicious that COVID sits around in your body. And we've talked about the different viruses. We've talked about the stupid viruses and the smart viruses, right? Viruses like rhinovirus are stupid. Okay, and I've told you why. Those are the kind of the dumb viruses. Those are the ones that they, you know, they'll when they hit you and attack you, you know pretty well. You could sneeze it right back out. It kind of has a self-limited lifespan. It's not going to last longer than 10 days. And the rhinovirus, everybody knows you have it. You know you have it. It's not very subtle. Then the smarter, more wily viruses are like the herpes viruses, the hepatitis viruses. They're the viruses that come in, and sometimes you don't know you have them right away. And then they set up shop. They might show their, you know, face in terms of a herpes outbreak or a cold sore or a hepatitis infection. But then they kind of quiesce and they stay with you. And they hide out and they stay, just like chickenpox. Chickenpox virus will hide out, stay, and then it'll come out later. So those viruses are a little smarter. I mean, they know how to still last and you know, be subvert and, you know, chill and then, you know, covert and then kind of come out later. And then the super smart viruses, those are like the HIV viruses. Those are the viruses where they affect the only cell in the body that could actually attack it. Of all the cells, as opposed to the cold attacking nasal mucosa or hepatitis attacking your liver, you know, or whatever, you know, the HIV, of all the cells it decides to attack, is the one cell that could fight the T cell. And HIV, you know, you'll get, you know, when you don't realize it, and when you do have it, you might go for weeks without knowing you have it, and you might get it from having fun, like sex, you know, or drugs or whatever. So it knows how to kind of get into your body, you know, while you think you're having fun. And then it, you know, it just doesn't go away, and it also can hide out and find. In fact, there was a study saying it also will infect macrophages, and macrophages also do, you know, fight infection. So it also knows how to hide out and be subvertent and things like that. So, you know, these are the types of viruses we have, and I've always been suspicious that coronavirus, COVID-19, isn't in the stupid cold virus family. I always thought it was kind of in that second tier. And so, why I thought that is when people would persist with having lack of taste or lack of smell, and they go, you know, I still haven't got my taste back. I still haven't got my smell back. And everyone's like, it's okay. It's okay. Your sensors are regrowing, or the cells are just kind of recouping and all that. I'm thinking to myself, I think it's still active. So when I hear that there's fatigue and I hear that there's depression, even if you weren't hospitalized and you were at home with the sniffles or some cough or some diarrhea, I get a little suspicious that this is a type of virus that wants to sit. Now, I don't want to worry people because, again, I want economy reopening. I want us going back to our lives. I want us building more hospitals. I want us being able to live with it and not fear from it, because we can't go on many more months. We can't. I don't think we could go on any more weeks being shut down like we are. However, somebody needs to figure this stuff out. And if we are dealing with a virus that we are going to live with for years, and it is going to be a virus that's going to stay within us and possibly be shed, you know, either in our urine or through sex or through our saliva or whatever. I mean, we've already been told that our antigen test could be positive for weeks. And everybody goes, yeah, but you're not infectious. You're not infectious. Well, something must be going on if people are still tired. And again, I don't want to worry you. It could just be that they're just tired, you know, and sitting at home and working on your computer. You know, maybe people are fatigued because working from home and being in quarantine is fatiguing and depressing. But I would not be surprised if somebody comes out and says, guys, when you have COVID, it's with you for a while, and it stays with you. It might not cause anything. You know, we hope it doesn't cause cancer or any sort of long-term thing. But I just want to be surprised if it just decides to set up shop, because it's in that kind of that middle group of semi-smart viruses. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.